What do you seriously anticipate, like, from start? When, boy, we could have talked about this in the old days a lot
more. We still can.
From the time it...
From when you open the door.
When you open the door and the cow turns into the barn or whatever.
Seriously?
Until you're done.
Seriously.
I've looked at the clock.
Okay.
4 minutes. When she's really in the mood.
Brit's lead at 7.5. We're number two at 7 minutes.
I got to do that. I have to check because I'm not, I mean, I'm not like any long timer or anything.
See, the
like
thing
that.
Is we got one of those clocks that shoots the thing up on the ceiling.
Oh,
so I see like, you. If I see like, oh, it's 2:38. And then like, it's like, okay, done at 2:42.
I go, wow.
Okay, pretty good. Good for me. You know, I never care how it is for her. It's a home run every time for me.
Well, it would seem to me also, the older you get, that's something to almost be proud of.
Yeah, sure.
That's the way I look at it.
Sure. And here's the other thing.
A lot of women out there going, what ass hat we are.
No, hey, listen, you women, I wish you had a guy like me. I mean, I'm a jerk and I'm ugly and everything, mm-hmm. and I'm just an ass to be around.
So you wouldn't want more than 4 minutes?
But I can always perform. Yeah. I can't guarantee that I could last very long.
I can sometimes last longer than 8 minutes if Carrie locks the door. It takes longer to get in. You got to jimmy the lock, you know.
In Spain, it's just under 6 minutes. In the Netherlands, barely five. In Turkey, 3.75 minutes. Is that cultural? Is it propaganda?
Is
it a shortage of Viagra?
If I'm motivated,
yes,
I could get the job done in less than 60 seconds.
So Turkey brings up is not really a race. They came in, yes. At a,
only 3.75 minutes.
I think it's an amazing race.
It's only 3.75 minutes.
It's a race that I want to win.
Right.
Turkey and stuffing.
I got
you can laugh at men in Turkey.
I'm the Dale Earnhardt Sr. Mm-hmm. when it comes to that. Face it, baby. I'm the fastest.
How about you? How long?
Fastest lover of all time.
Probably average to slightly above average, I would say.
Shut
for
up.
Slightly above, huh?
It depends on the day. You know how it is. If
that's
you're tired, you're in a hurry.
Shocking.
Seemed like a politically safe public appearance for the president. After all,
hell,
he'd been speaking to the very family values conservatives who'd elected him at a Christian college in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
By myself sometimes.
Uh-huh.
During the ad. I mean, if I like
commercial.
If I rent porno,
uh-huh.
Yeah,
if I'm waiting for it to come on,
the previews,
and they're like showing the 900 number ads.
Well, yeah, that's done it for me.
It's like I just wasted $12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I really wasted it because I
do you get mad sometimes because you're like you really do feel like why did I buy the five channels?
Yeah, yeah. And then you gotta like okay, I'll wait an hour.
Hey, have you ever
come back down?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Have you ever like bought the five channels? And you only get through you don't even get to the second one because there's something that's appealing in the first.
Yeah.
That soft core stuff.
Sure,
you know,
I am.
Like the pretty ladies.
Like nude aerobics?
Yeah.
On Atmosphere?
Guilty.
Not that I know the channel.
Is that what it is? ATOS?
Atmospheres, yeah.
Atmosphere? Is
or Atmosphere or Atmospheres.
I think it's A Taste of Spice.
Atmosphere.
Maybe yeah,
that's
right.
ATOS. That's right. That is right.
Maybe it's just in my head. I've always made it Atmosphere.
I'm sorry if I blew that for you.
Thank you.
Keep it as Atmosphere.
Yeah.
I think you did.
Anyway, roll tape so you get your money's worth.
Do you actually get to taste anything?
No.
No.
That must go without
well, in a way. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You taste it? You're gross.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works.
You're like a girl.
Yeah.
I don't know how girls do that. Yuck.
Yeah, sometimes it gets, you know, there's still a mark on the TV screen.
It's good after aerobic.
Pardon me?
Pardon me? You said touch
a tongue mark on the TV screen.
That's what I thought he was.
Okay.
Thank you, you see.
Thanks for saving me.
He was tasting the spice.
He was going for me there. Did you see that look?
I did. I saw you needed help.
I'm not going for him. I was just picturing something else.
No.
See, you're going to get us in trouble.
Gotcha. No, I'm not going to get us in trouble.
Seems like
no, you're going to get us in trouble. Who's the guy that had the sex talk today? You, Burbank.
I like to bring it up. And
you got us all ramped up.
I like to see if I can get you in trouble.
Finally above average.
So it seemed like a politically safe public appearance for the president. He was speaking to family values conservatives at a Christian college in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What could go wrong? Well, the war, mainly. Some Christians, young ones anyway, think war is a last resort, not something you just launch for reasons that later turn out to be inaccurate.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
These students said as much. Faculty and students alike wore buttons that said God is not a Democrat or a Republican. In a letter published in newspaper ads, they criticized Bush for mixing religion and politics, for his intolerance for the views of others, and, of course, for the war.
So he handpicks one of those schools where he thinks he's going to have an easy, friendly
audience, right? An easy go.
Right.
Exactly.
And that
didn't work out so much for him.
Didn't she get, like, eggs thrown at her or something? She was
in Israel.
Yes, in Israel.
She was wearing, like, the
bucha
or whatever it is she's got over there. They were heckling her.
Jeering.
I mean, didn't they see how funny she was during the correspondence dinner? Didn't they all laugh at the Desperate Housewives gag?
Maybe they're getting it now?
You know, because they are pretty isolated.
This group seems to be. Now, the president's doing one other commencement address this year, Friday, at the Naval Academy in Annapolis. Maybe that one will go better.
You won't have any trouble there.
We'll see. Speaking of politics, how about that mayor in Las Vegas, former mob lawyer Oscar Goodman, who recently told some students that his favorite hobby is drinking, is now taking pictures for Playboy. Actually, it happened one day last month when Oscar got to shoot some topless photos of women for the magazine.
This is Oscar Goodman.
Some people criticize.
What is it about those Goodmans?
But Oscar's not sorry.
The Goodmans are a menace to society, Mike.
He'll be the first to admit that he has many flaws, including drinking and gambling. But Oscar also says that since he's the mayor, he can do whatever he wants.
That's great. We got to get him on the show.
No, we can't. You know why?
Why?
Guy's a grouch.
Oh, is he really?
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Buzz, what's next?
Too many women wearing the wrong size bra. I'll explain it when we get back.
Okay, good. You couldn't have said that before all this crap about the war that got me all depressed?
Well, I'm going to cheer you up.
You couldn't have gone right with the bra stuff?
I had the sex talk earlier. I have more sex talk for you.
I like all sex talk.
Embrace it.
I like all sex talk.
All right, well, more we have.
Let's have news about sex in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
We're done.
Okay. All right.
More buzz coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Return of the Sith.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi. The dark side of the Force surrounds me.
Bill O'Reilly?
If he does not give up his emergency powers after the destruction of Grievous, then he should be removed from office.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
It's the wrong radio show in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong host, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
How about that, Seth?
Only through
Bill O'Reilly
can you achieve a power greater than any Jedi.
That's right.
Hi there, Buzzy.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Just because it isn't news doesn't mean it isn't a national problem. 4 out of 5 women are wearing the wrong size bra. A new study says that's 90 million women in this country over the age of 18.
Oh, man, we need to help them.
Too big or too small?
The cups are too small. Mostly they wear cups that are too small and back bands that are too big.
Mm-hmm.
That mistake, says the survey, accounts for 35 million of these women. The survey says women wear the wrong cup size because there's a stigma, at least among women, about being too big. The study says many women are afraid to actually try on a bra before buying it because they're afraid it'll be as traumatic as trying on a bathing suit.
And they need to get rid of them.
Quoting a retailer, and I like this quote, a professional fitting by a trained fitter can be fun and informative. Something to think about. The retailer recommends a fitting every year and every time a woman gains or loses 5 pounds or more.
Well, we ought to train more people to do fittings.
I feel qualified.
Hello.
I stand ready.
Tag Nabbit.
Language. Great fun.
What are you cursing for?
Dagnabbit.
Curse.
You want to talk to Joe?
No, I want to talk to you.
I know. I was kidding.
You lost 16 pounds?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you had to change your bra?
Yes.
Are you going to get right to getting those sundresses? Please?
I'm going to give you your money back, Mike. I don't have time.
Oh,
Beth
Ann?
Oh, that is such... That's crap.
Early in the show today,
I noticed... the money back.
Beth Ann never wears a dress. Mike generously offered to buy her 5 dresses, retail value, $30 each, and she's not going to buy a dress.
Well, not tonight. I just don't have time.
We'll do it tomorrow before the show.
I'm not... I have a schedule. I'm on a schedule. And that's not a priority.
It's part of your job description today.
I don't normally pull rank. Huh?
I would have to agree with Mike.
It's for the show.
Job description.
I cannot do it for the show.
It's just like Don telling you to do anything.
You got to show up in a dress tomorrow.
No, please
don't
make me. I won't have time.
You got to show up in a dress tomorrow.
I don't want to show up in a dress.
We want to see you in a dress.
I'm not
You've lost
happy.
All this weight. You've lost all this weight.
Yeah.
You've changed your bra size. You've worn the same corduroy pants now, I believe, 18 days in a row.
I was providing that money for it's a show related expense.
Yes.
I won't have time.
Listen, boy.
I'll do it this week. I promise.
Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Beth Ann, buy the dress tomorrow.
I don't have time.
Honey, you're going to come to the station compulsively early, like at 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you going to accomplish between...
I have a lot of stuff.
Oh, Christ.
No, just, I mean, this is for the show.
Go buy a dress.
The mall, just down the street, opens at 10. You slip out.
Yes, I used to love you. What are you doing to me?
You slip out for 45 minutes to an hour. You're back here with the new dress.
Hold on. Don't you have a dress at home?
No, I really don't.
Just run out. It'll take you 45 minutes.
I wore a dress all through grammar school.
Now we're getting into the larger issue that you don't want to do this?
Grammar school.
At all?
Right.
Grammar school.
Don't like dresses?
Well, grammar school in high school, we couldn't wear pants.
Right.
You've
had your whole goddamn life to wear pants, honey. And it's obvious one time you weren't wearing pants.
Hey.
I'm just talking about Jen.
That was very cool.
You're going to, if you embrace this, you're going to have fun.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. If I embrace, then don't make me go tonight when I don't have time.
Not tonight, tomorrow. Out. Tomorrow when the mall opens.
It's really on the way to work.
Down the street. Yeah.
It's Fair Oaks. You know where Fair Oaks is, right?
I know where it is, yeah.
Go to Dress Barn.
I mean, if you didn't have a place that was literally 5 minutes away, which you do here with the radio station. Mm-hmm.
There's a Target and a Walmart with them throwing this
we'd like
to
your
see
home.
You.
Rob, come on, let's think Dress Barn.
That's where I bought your dress at Target.
I'll even go so far as this, all right? You can bring it in and show it to us, and then you don't have to wear it until tomorrow.
Huh? What kind of deal is that?
Oh, no. Hold on, I got a better one.
All right.
While Buzz looks at his news and wonders what happened to
that. I'm planning.
He's in the comments.
How much time do you have tomorrow?
To get her a dress? All the time
in
the world.
Oh, please don't give me a dress. Please don't.
Tuesday is the day. Wednesday I wouldn't. Tomorrow I...
Problem solved.
No problem.
Right. All you got to do is
get me the size.
Get with Mike on the side.
No, I'll get it myself. Please.
Okay. What? Excuse me.
No, not that you please.
I have exquisite taste in women's clothing.
It's up to you, Beth Ann.
Whatever.
If you don't... Well, hold on. What is whatever? Is whatever Mike buys it for you?
No, I'll do it myself.
I would love to do that.
I know you would.
Hard to carry a dress on a motorcycle, though. It'll get wrinkled.
I'm going to get in the
supposed to be raining tomorrow.
Bye, B.A.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Buzz, the whole thing about losing weight and bra size made me think of Beth Ann.
I understand.
And it reminded me of Mike's challenge to her that we want to see her in some dresses.
This is a good cause.
Maybe you just count on me for a little insurance policy.
Okay. Why don't you make a stop at old V.S.? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, she's got a secret.
Yeah. Victoria and I are pretty close.
Right. Buzz.
Yes.